Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast how to excel in IELTS speaking, describing a time of increased responsibility. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've noticed that questions about taking on more responsibility are increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests. This topic allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to discuss personal experiences, describe situations, and reflect on their growth. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively to achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about responsibilities. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you have many responsibilities in your daily life? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I have quite a few responsibilities. I'm a university student, so I need to attend classes, complete assignments, and study for exams. At home, I help with household chores like cooking and cleaning. I also have a part-time job on weekends, which adds to my responsibilities. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. My daily life is brimming with responsibilities. As a final-year university student, I'm juggling academic commitments such as attending lectures, conducting research for my thesis, and preparing for exams. Additionally, I've taken on a leadership role in our university's debate club, NENET, which involves organizing events and mentoring junior members. At home, I contribute to household management by cooking meals and maintaining our living space. To top it off, I work part-time as a tutor, which requires meticulous lesson planning and adapting to each student's needs. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to take on more responsibility than usual. You should say what the situation was, why you had to take on more responsibility, how you handled the situation, and explain how you felt about taking on this extra responsibility. Band 6-7. Answer: I'd like to talk about a time when I had to take on more responsibility than usual. It was during my final year of university when our group project leader suddenly fell ill just a week before our presentation. The situation was quite stressful because we had a lot of work left to do, and our grades depended on this project. I had to step up and take on the role of the project leader because I had the most knowledge about the topic. To handle the situation, I quickly organized a meeting with the team to redistribute tasks. I stayed up late for several nights to ensure everything was on track. I also had to present the main part of our project, which was initially the SIC leader's role. At first, I felt overwhelmed by the extra responsibility. However, as I got into it, I started to feel more confident. By the end, I felt proud that I could step up when needed and lead the team to success. We ended up getting a high grade for our project. Band 8-9. Answer: I'd like to recount an instance where I had to shoulder significantly more responsibility than I was accustomed to. This occurred during my final year at university when our group project leader was unexpectedly hospitalized just a week prior to our crucial presentation. The situation was particularly challenging as we had a substantial amount of work remaining, and this project constituted a significant portion of our overall grade. Given my extensive knowledge of the subject matter, I felt compelled to step into the leadership role to ensure the project's success. To navigate this predicament, I swiftly convened a team meeting to reassess and redistribute tasks based on each member's strengths. I dedicated myself to the project, often working into the small hours to oversee progress and maintain our timeline. Additionally, I had to familiarize myself with the intricacies of the presentation, as I was now responsible for delivering the main portion, which was originally assigned to our ill leader. Initially, I felt overwhelmed by the sudden influx of responsibilities. However, as I immersed myself in the role, I began to feel more self-assured. The experience was transformative, as I discovered leadership skills I didn't know I possessed. By the project's conclusion, I felt an immense sense of pride in my ability to rise to the occasion and guide the team to success. Our stellar grade was a testament to our collective effort and adaptability in the face of unexpected challenges. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to teamwork? Band 6-7. Answer: This experience made me realize the importance of being flexible in a team. I learned that everyone should be prepared to take on different roles if needed. It also taught me the value of clear communication in a team. Band 8-9. Answer: This experience profoundly impacted my approach to teamwork. It underscored the importance of versatility within a team and the need for each member to have a comprehensive understanding of the project. I now advocate for cross-training within teams, ensuring that everyone has the capability to step into different roles if necessary. Furthermore, it heightened my appreciation for clear, open communication channels and the value of fostering a supportive team environment where members feel empowered to take initiative when required. Do you think young people today have more responsibilities than in the past? Band 6-7 answer. I believe young people today do have more responsibilities than in the past. We have to deal with more complex technology, higher education expectations, and often more financial pressure. However, young people in the past had different kinds of responsibilities, so it's hard to compare directly. Band 8-9, answer. I would argue that young people today grapple with a different spectrum of responsibilities compared to previous generations. The digital age has introduced new challenges, such as managing online personas and navigating the complexities of social media. Additionally, the increasingly competitive job market often necessitates higher levels of education and a broader skill set, placing greater pressure on young individuals to excel academically and professionally from an early age. However, it's crucial to note that responsibilities have evolved rather than simply increased. While young people in the past may have had more physical labor or family obligations, today's youth face unique challenges related to information overload, digital literacy, and global awareness. It's a nuanced comparison that requires considering various socioeconomic factors and technological advancements. Part 3, two-way discussion. How do responsibilities change as people get older? Band 6-7, answer. As people get older, their responsibilities usually increase. When we're young, we mainly have to focus on school and maybe some chores at home. As adults, we have to think about our careers, paying bills, and possibly taking care of a family. Older adults might have responsibilities related to retirement planning or caring for elderly parents. Band 8-9 answer. The evolution of responsibilities throughout one's life is a fascinating aspect of human development. In childhood, responsibilities are typically centered around personal growth, education, and basic self-care. As individuals transition into adulthood, there's a significant shift towards financial independence, career development, and often family obligations. Middle age often brings additional layers of responsibility, such as advancing in one's career, managing investments, and potentially caring for both children and aging parents, a phenomenon known as the sandwich generation. In later years, responsibilities may pivot towards health management, estate planning, and possibly mentoring younger generations. It's important to note that this progression is not universal or linear. Factors such as cultural norms, individual life choices, and socioeconomic circumstances can greatly influence the types and timing of responsibilities one encounters. Moreover, with increasing longevity and changing societal structures, we're seeing more fluid and diverse patterns of responsibility distribution across age groups. Examiner. In what ways can taking on more responsibility benefit young people? Band 6-7. Answer. Taking on more responsibility can really help young people grow. It teaches them important life skills like time management and problem solving. It can also boost their confidence when they see that they can handle challenging tasks. Additionally, having more responsibilities can make young people more independent and prepare them for adult life. Band 8-9. Answer. Embracing increased responsibility can be tremendously beneficial for young people in multiple ways. Firstly, it serves as a catalyst for personal growth, fostering essential life skills such as time management, decision-making, and problem-solving. These skills are invaluable in both personal and professional spheres. Secondly, successfully managing responsibilities can significantly boost self-esteem and self-efficacy. As young people navigate challenges and overcome obstacles, they develop a stronger sense of capability and resilience. This newfound confidence often translates into other areas of their lives, encouraging them to take on new challenges and pursue ambitious goals. Moreover, increased responsibility promotes independence and self-reliance, qualities that are crucial for a smooth transition into adulthood. It helps young people develop a sense of ownership over their actions and decisions, leading to more thoughtful and mature behavior. Lastly, taking on responsibilities often exposes young people to diverse experiences and perspectives, broadening their worldview and enhancing their empathy and understanding. This can be particularly beneficial in our increasingly interconnected global society, where such qualities are highly valued. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: to shoulder responsibility, schuld, phrasal verb, to accept or take on a duty or obligation. Example: as the eldest sibling, she often had to shoulder responsibility for her younger brothers. To rise to the occasion, thien, idiom, to show that you can deal successfully with a difficult situation. Example: despite his nervousness, he rose to the occasion and delivered an impressive presentation. To take the reins, take reins, idiom, to take control or assume leadership. Example: when the manager fell ill, his assistant smoothly took the reins of the department. Juggle, jull, to cope with several tasks at once. Example: many working parents have to juggle their careers and childcare responsibilities. Accountability, county, noun, the fact of being responsible for what you do and able to give a satisfactory reason for it. Example: in his new role, he had full accountability for the project's success or failure. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing increased responsibilities, practice narrating personal experiences with a clear structure: situation, action, result. Develop a range of advanced vocabulary related to responsibility and leadership. Work on expressing complex ideas clearly and coherently. Prepare examples of times you've taken on extra responsibilities in various contexts. Practice discussing abstract concepts related to responsibility for Part 3 questions. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a rich vocabulary while maintaining grammatical accuracy. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about increased responsibility and other topics in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on handling challenging situations in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to stay calm in a stressful situation.